I'll be on you.
So I did the PT this morning, and that lady said, water all day. I was like, okay, that's Brandy's. I have to stay on me because she said, no Dr. Pepper for you.
She does a Coke. Right?
I'm a Coke.
I'm the Dr. Pepper.
She's the DP.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's our HUNCA session. Today is April 13th, and we are on day 15 of our agenda. Congresswoman Stabler, will you say our morning prayer?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity we have to serve the Osage people. Ask that you watch over us, you lead us and guide us into the decisions that need to be made today. We ask especially that you watch over all people everywhere and relieve their burdens today. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
We are now on approval of the journal.
Chair.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I think you caught this, but on the motion to suspend the rules right before General Order Day 3, it was to hold them on General Order Day 2 to the call of the Speaker.
So you want her to change chair to speaker?
To speaker.
Okay. All right. We could do that.
Madam Speaker.
Was that Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Move to approve the journal as amended for April 12th, 2023.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes, and we are now on reports of select committees. Seeing none,
Speaker.
We are. Oh, Congresswoman?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and move ONCA 23-31 back to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second. Motion and a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. ONCA 23-31 will be moved to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. Thank you, Congresswoman. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning. Good morning, Assistant Chief. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday, April 12th, to discuss board appointee Stephen Blue to the Community Development Financial Institution. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Hamilton, Keene, and Stabler. Congressman Tillman was absent. We also met to discuss Natalie Prather, an appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Hamilton, Keene, and Stabler. And Congressman Tillman was absent. We also discussed Willena Quiton as an appointee to the Osage Foundation. The final committee action was the candidate was qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes from Lemon, Hamilton, Keene, and Stabler. I abstained, and Congressman Tillman was absent. We also met to discuss Monty Bollinger as a reappointment to the Osage Foundation. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Hamilton, Keene, and Stabler. Congressman Tillman was not present. We also discussed Bill Number ONCA 23-50, an act to amend Osage Nation Boards Act 15 ONC 5-105 and the Gaming Reform Act 14 ONC 12-105 to prohibit board members and the business entities they own or partially own from contracting with the board on which they sit for goods or services, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts, or is,
And the final committee action was do pass with yes votes from Rivard, Keane, Stabler, Hamilton, and Lemon. Congressman Tillman was not present. We also discussed Bill Number ONCA-23-52, an act to amend Title 26 to decrease and increase certain registration fees and taxes, and to limit the number of disabled veteran complimentary license plates to 2, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The presiding officer was Brandy Lemon, with a final committee action of due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Keane, Stabler, Hamilton, and Lemon. And Congressman Tillman was not present. Also, we discussed ONCA-23-53, an act to amend the liquor tax, up to 7%, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The presiding officer was Brandy Lemon, with the final committee action of due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Keane, Stabler, Hamilton, and Lemon. Congressman Tillman was not present. We also discussed ONCA-23-54, an act to amend Title 4 to increase the business license fees, change the license exemptions, and to change the business license fee date of expiration, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The presiding officer was Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Keane, Stabler, Hamilton, and Lemon. Congressman Tillman was absent. And those are my reports, Speaker.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I move to place Walena Quinton for an interview on Wednesday, April 19th's agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
I abstain. Sorry.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I'd like to move to place Stephen Blue and Natalie Prather on the agenda for an interview on Wednesday, April 19th.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I'd like to move to place Monty Bollinger on the next day's Friday, April 14th agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Interview for 19. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. An interview for Ms. Prather will be on 419. Okay.
And Stephen.
Okay, Natalie and Stephen and Willena, 419 for interviews. Got it. Did you do Monty? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was writing.
It's okay.
Did you do confirmation for tomorrow for Monty? Okay.
Yes. Or yes, for Friday, April 14th.
All right, we are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Hearing none, we are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2348, an act to increase the amount of time for a protective order from 3 years to 5 years, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Oh, continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2349, an act to amend 15 ONC sections 1304 and 1307 of the Congressional Subpoena Act and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read ONC 2351, an act to amend 15 ONC 21102A to amend the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. Reading in ONCR 2309, a resolution supporting the Cherokee Nation's assertion of its treaty right to a delegate in the United States House of Representatives.
Thank you. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. We have ONCA 2331, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $824,412 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I have an amendment to page 4, line 164 and a half. Indirect assistance strike 6,000. And on page 4, line 166 and a half, we're going to move that into the equipment acquisition. So insert 6,000.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman.
I'd like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and to place ONCA 2331 on general order day 3 on today's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Passes. We are now on general order day 3, and amendments are voted on and the order received. ONCA 2331, page 4, line 164 and a half, indirect assistance, strike 6,000. Page 4, line 166 and a half, in equipment acquisition, insert 6,000. All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes. And we'll be on third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We are now in motions and notices. Congressman King.
Thanks, Speaker Good Fox. There'll be a GovOps committee meeting. We'll go ahead and start at 10:30. Thank you. Today.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I'd like to notice the Appropriations Committee meeting today from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Thank you. We are now on adjournment.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.